We are in the middle of Hilchos Shabbos and Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. Simen Reish Mem Ches. Hadin Hamaflik B'Spina, the halacha of someone who's going on a boat, B'Hoylech B'Shayara, someone's going in a caravan, B'Shabbos, B'Dal Tzifim, and there's four paragraphs. Now, Mishnah Berurah gives an introduction, and in the beginning of Chelek Gimel, he says that when he gives an introduction, that's because the halachas are a little bit complex. So he says like this, Hinei. Says the Mishnah Berurah, before we're going to go and enter into the explanation of the words of Shulchan Aruch, we're going to quote the words of the Braisa, it says in the Gemara Daf Yotes, turn Rabban, which is Gemara Shabbos. One cannot go on a boat if it's less than 3 days before Shabbos. But Med Ramurim says the Gemara, when do we say the Vav Rishus? When it's for an optional trip. Oh, there are mitzvah, if it's a mitzvah purpose Shabbos, I mean, that's okay. Now you have to make up with the sailor, I'm not lishbos that we're going to stop on Shabbos. The in the Shabbos, and okay, and if it doesn't stop, fine. That's the Rebbe. Shulam it says no. In the Torah, you don't have to do that. Now, umitzar letzidon, which shuhu mahalach yamechad, which is just a short 1 day boat ride. I feel like Erev Shabbos, but then even though Erev Shabbos that's going to be to ad kalash on the brisa, that's the words of the brisa. Bine harbet toim nemal zebapaisim. There are many reasons said for this halacha, this brisa in the halachic authorities. Yeshem matam. Some say the reason is Shem Yitzdarach Yisrael las malach ba'atzma b'Shabbos, because a Jew might have to do a malach himself on Shabbos. Mishum bekuach nefesh, because to save his life when you're on the boat, the mekum sakana, because it's a place of danger, and we don't want you to put yourself in a situation where you're going to have to mechal Shabbos. Oh, Yishuyase in Yehudi ba'atzma avur malach, or the non-Jew is going to have to do a malacha, the sailor, for him a malacha, b'kshir sakela, with the tying of the kela, or shachilulim, and other types of chilul Shabbos, and he's going to have to do stuff on the boat, and that's being done for the Jew. Oh, the problem is because of the tchum of Shabbos, that you're going to be going out of the tchum. But if really the Rif holds, the Mishnah b'chashash malacha tchumen, no, he holds. If it's because it gets turned up in malacha being done or tchumen, then that would be forbidden even more than 3 days before Shabbos. And v'gam l'dvar mitzvah lohimut, then it wouldn't be permitted even for dvar mitzvah. Well, the Iker Issa, he holds the primary reason that this is Mishnah bitl mitzvah enik Shabbos. Because of the nullification of mitzvah enik Shabbos. Why? Because the chashash yom yushayinim, because the first 3 days that you're on the boat, yesh l'tzar, you're in pain, machamez ninua hasvin, because they're shaking the boat. What's called seasick. Shaguf and Mishtaba, his body breaks. Look at the silik, it says in the Pasig, which we say on Hoidu Erev Shabbos, that they shake like a drunkard, and that makes them not well. We got Machma Sirchan, also because of the putrefying aromas that come up from the salty waters. And his spirit does not come back to him until after 3 days, where he finally got used to it. Like it says, it's a base. Some say the reason that Tam is why they say not go on the boat. Because it looks like as if you're floating on the surface of water on Shabbos. That's forbidden according to everyone. You're not allowed to go swimming. You're not allowed to go floating on the water because as a gezer you might make a raft. And going on the boat is similar to that. Now, why earlier than 3 days is permitted? Because we made you go before Wednesday, a long time before Shabbos. It's like here, so there's recognition. You're not going to come to make a raft because you'll know that, hey, there's a problem about Shabbos. Now those paiskim that we mentioned is real, that they hold that time is either because you might come to do malacha or because of going out of the tchum. So this is the device differentiated according to them, because the Rif had asked, he says, wait, if that was the reason, why would that make a difference? The reason why is because 3 days before Shabbos, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, that's called before Shabbos. That's why I say Lochu Niranuna at the end of the Shishal Yom on Wednesday, because it's considered before Shabbos. And that's what it takes effect on the person to be careful not to come to Chil Shabbos. But before 3 days before, let's say Tuesday, Shabbos is considered the center of the week. And Sunday, Monday, Tuesday is post Shabbos. And Wednesday, Thursday, Friday is considered pre Shabbos. So he doesn't yet have a taken effect on him this day. He has to be careful for the coming Shabbos. The short laugh of him, never allowed to go on the boat on those days. If it happens to be that you're on the boat and you have to do Chil Shabbos b'kuch nefesh, and then sure, of course, you're allowed to do something for b'kuch nefesh to save a life. Then therefore, it's permitted. The Mechabed, the author of the Shulchan Aruch, Avshin Nimshach B'Sebei Zachariv, even though in Sebeis he's drawn after the interpretation of the Riv, Shehitik Perusha, where he quotes his interpretation, but he also holds like those authorities, the Koyim Shashi Amashari, that before 3 days, before is going to be permitted. Even though you're going to have to subsequently come to Chil Shabbos by doing Malacha. Like writes in Zivdalt, look over there what we wrote over there. El is really, but he holds that even if there wasn't any concern about Malacha and Tchumen, how's that possible? Kugoyin, Shalein Yehudi. For example, let's say it's totally of a non-Jew. When Malacha is being done, we can presume he's doing it for the non-Jews. There's a place where the water is deeper than 10 tefachim. According to many places, no problem by going out of the tchum. Like we'll see in Simit Tavdal, which talks about Malacha of tchumen. Even so, that's where the Mechab is going like the Rif. It's still a problem just for the fact of not having Einik Shabbos, because of being seasick. But now we're going to come to explain, with God's help, the word Shulchan Aruch. The Sharatin Ois Hei says, meaning that not like all the places in the whole like the Raza, and therefore the Ramban permits on the boat that are sitting there in Yehudim. No, the Mechaber holds, even if there's no problem about Malacha, simply because of the Shita Sarif. Says Mechaber, Sif Aleph, Mutala Havli Bismina. You're allowed to go on a boat, a filled by Arab Shabbos, even the Arab Shabbos, you're going for a mitzvah purpose. And you make up with him that he'll stop for Shabbos. Then if it happens that the sailor doesn't stop on Shabbos, no problem because you told him to stop. But if it's for optional trip, you don't go on a boat, if it's less than 3 days before Shabbos. But if it's from Tuesday and earlier, sorry, then it's permitted. Even then, if it's a boat that they pull with animals on land, and even if the height of the water does not have 10 tefachim, so that's from Marik Shesh Mem Hei, that's permitted. He's addressing all the concerns, like we said, even in a place where the Jews can have to continue them at base, to do malach afterwards on Shabbos, to pull the boat. Still, says Ribashim Kupin Beis, that's going to be permitted. Now, says Mechaba further, if it's a small trip, from Tzor to Tzidon, that it's only 1 day's journey, then you're allowed to go on the boat Erev Shabbos in the morning. Because it's possible you'll get there before Shabbos. But if it's a place where the custom is not to go on the boat on Erev Shabbos at all, so even if it's a small trip, one should not go on the boat. Mishnah Berurah and Sifkat and Aleph. In the words of the Mechaber that you let her go on the boat, a filled by Arab Shabbos, even the Arab Shabbos, if he's going for a mitzvah purpose, hanging that is after the Vadli Kam Einik Shabbos that they say, although he's definitely like not going to fill Einik Shabbos through this, because Mechaber said, Beis, a filloch, even so it's going to be permitted to keep on the certain mitzvah since it's a mitzvah purpose. But come on, we know the halach is, though it's a mitzvah, but a mitzvah. When you're engaged in one mitzvah, you're part of him from other mitzvahs. I don't have to tell you, that if the boat's going in a place where the water is deeper than 10 tefachim, the mitzvah is permitted. You don't have to be concerned we're going out of the Shabbos boundaries. There's no problem with tchum when you're above 10 tefachim on the ground. Even if there are places the water is less than 10 tefachim from the bottom, still you're allowed to go out and have Shabbos in the boat, since it's for a mitzvah purpose. However, placing him in Bechula, but you make up with the sailor that he should stop, and if afterwards it doesn't stop, then there's no problem. So, Kasa Magavam writes, B'Shabbos Asla Haflig, that on Shabbos you're not allowed to go out on a boat, because you can't stipulate with him to stop and not to go. Now, those who are inclined to fill the Shabbos, surely bar mitzvah, no, even the Shabbos is permitted for a mitzvah purpose, by Mashiach, true, so is a mitzvah, but Chayadim Klav Dal. Sivka and Gimel. They said you make up with him that Shishbis, that he should stop on Shabbos. Bainum Lafrik, but every Shabbos, whether if he's going out on every Shabbos, and Makadim with beforehand, Kimichu Tech Gimel Yom Sabbath Shabbos, says it tells since it's within 3 days for Shabbos, you have to make this up with him. Pesiva El Shabbos is stopping, and Pesiva El Shabbos is not sure, im e, absolutely Lafsik. We cannot make this up. Let's say the non-Jew tells him Shalish, but he's not stopping for Shabbos. I got more similar types of situations. Is this variable critical or not? Most of the Chayim agree that Psiku Rekla Mitzvah Amo, making this up with the Seilu is only as an added mitzvah, but it's not critical for the Heter of going on the boat. Sharati Naisav says, even though from the Mokabam Sukhan Av, it sounds like that's Ma'akav, the Rabba holds it. Is not makbid on this. Throughout the Torah, who passes like a Bishim Leel, that you don't have to be paisik with him at all, and he's not a das yachid on this. Rabbi Hananel, which the Sharatzin says shezachina to la'ir kasa behed, that where you just married it recently, that it comes to light. His commentary says explicitly also halachas like Bishim Leel, not like Rabbi. The halachas like Rabbi only mechabei Rabbi, not me aviv. So tzarchin on pesach to shulchan aruch, who passes like the Rambam, not like the Torah on this. Chesham mishpat, he explicitly passes halachas like Bishim Leel, not like Rabbi, where you don't have to calculate with them. Also, in the Rambam itself is difficult because here passing like Rambam, not like Rebbe, and here passing is opposite Tzorchin. So it says afterwards, I found some of what I'm saying in the Prima Gadol. Hakabon is definitely not ma'akev, as he says in Mishnah Berurah. Sivkot and Dalet. So we said, but for Dvarashos, you're not going to go on a boat. Pachas and Shleish Yom, less than 3 days before Shabbos. Tiny, that is B'yom Revi'i B'Shabbos also. On Wednesday, already it's forbidden. Says the Magen Rambam, name of many Achrein. But the Vilnagor makes him in Rishon Dashlesh Yom Nachshon Imma Shabbos Gufa. The 3 days actually is counting with Shabbos, and which is Thursday, Friday, Shabbos. But from Wednesday on, it's permitted. But the Derech came out with the 7th Yishami. That's obviously this from the 7th day of the Yishami. So he says there'll be 3 days Kedem Shabbos before Shabbos. But then come Yom Tov, the same halacha applies. Before Yom Tov, the Yom Tov Shabbos Shabbos, because Yom Tov Shabbos are the same. Chem Yom Tov Sheinim, and so too on the second day Yom Tov, one is not allowed to go on a boat. Shartin Oiz Bey says all the reasons I said in the Psicha regarding Shabbos apply equally towards Yom Tov. Sivka and Vav. But the Rama said, but if it's before 3 days before it's permitted, and that's a filbus fin chulu, even of a boat that's being pulled through animals. But some of it means to say is lemon, but don't say the Dumalalicha Bakaran, that then would be similar to going in the wagon, the Asalisa Bashabas Inalada. Driving on Shabbos, even if he was sitting in the wagon already before 3 days before Shabbos. That's what's saying that no, here it's not a problem. That according to what it was custom to pull the boats with animals by the rivers, even with 3 days of Shabbos, is permitted to go on such a boat. So why does it say here? He was just saying that more than 3 days before, Mishum Shasvinas says the Vilnagoyen just to include other boats. But the truth is, if it's by the Naharis, then that could even be within 3 days of Shabbos. As the Sharatin Estad says, that's a Kedusha Ege Osa S. And the question is, because Stam Behemoths that pull the boats is by a river and not by the seas. And even in the way that's permitted later on, is Dafka Lamal Masar. However, still as well, because the beginning of the word Rama is talking about even if it's above 10 Tvachim. So saying that, yeah, you're right, it was Lav Davka. This is because he wanted to include other boats. So we've gotten Zayin. And we're filling in with even if the height of the water is not 10 Tvachim. Because that means I would have said, also, Mishum Truman's problem, because it's Truman, Kamash Lan. That's what saying, no, it's not a problem. The reason is since you started before 3 days before, Kamash goes like you raised later on, it's not a problem. So we've gotten Chas. We're filling in Makim, Bahulu, even in a place that the Jew is going to have to afterwards do Malach on Shabbos for the boat to go. And again, the reason, like we said before, because more than 3 days before Shabbos, Shabbos above, I mean, within 3 days before Shabbos is connected with the coming Shabbos. And he has to be careful, does not come to desecrate Shabbos. When he goes up during this time period, he will kill a Masl Chalav on Shabbos. It's like he's stipulating, like he's going to desecrate the Shabbos. But before that time, Shabbos still applies to the previous Shabbos, since he went out in a permitted way. And he doesn't have to stop himself because of the coming Shabbos, Shaz, then, if danger happens, and he has to desecrate Mishum, Pikuach, Nevish, because of danger to a person's life. And Gachil, that's not considered as desecration. Finally, Kamam Sivkot and Chavei, Mashmel, are we right regarding this? Sivkot and Tess, even if you're going to have to be Las Akach Bulul, you're going to have to do some type of Malacha for the boat to go on Shabbos. And that is the Inlod Mnei Machmazeh, that it doesn't have to stop because it's Malaysia between the Tegor Sim Nabot, because it's more than 3 days before Shabbos. Obviously, whatever he could do, Shalit Sark Basim Lachal the Shabbos, that he himself should not have to desecrate the Shabbos, because now they in who do you get them, like through a non Jew or similar, Pshita the Mechib Lazkin. Obviously, he would be obligated to do that. Sivkotin Yud. Now, the Mechaber said, if it's a small journey, like from Tzur to Sidon, that's just a day's journey, you let it go out even Erev Shabbos Babliker in the morning. Because then Mimashach Shar Shtayim Aliyayim, also because it was already a day or two, an hour or two into the day, then it's forbidden, because the Yigil Hashem Kovim Shabbos, you're not going to get before Shabbos says B'Shabbos, because it's a day's journey. If you go all the way in the morning, then you could go. Sivkon Yeral of Nesha Ev Shabbos, because it's possible then that you'll get to before Shabbos. But some of what it means to say is, Kishish Ruch Tiv, when there's good wind. Hochem Yamechad, you go in one day. Because it's possible that it's going to be good wind and that you'll get there on time. To be halacha and the Ramaskal Shem B'Nim B'Chulu Yemechad, it says the same thing as if, let's say, it's a 2 days journey, then you're allowed to be, it says the other Rabbi, you're allowed to go on Thursday. Again, as long as possible that you get there before Shabbos. Some of the deer shoes. Addition number one. Other words, Mishnah Berurah in this Akdama over here, that the problem is that maybe the Jews are going to have to do Malach himself on Shabbos, because Pekuch Nefesh, they're not allowed to go within 3 days from Shabbos. That's the opinion of the Baal Amor, Shabbat and Sharatzin, Sirkot and Aleph. And for the fact that we see, but for the Dvar Mitzvah, you'd be allowed to go, Stipler and Masech the Shabbat proves that the Issa not to bring yourself into a situation of Chilul Shabbos, only Midraban, because it would be in that Torah, it would be also even the Dvar Mitzvah. And even according to his opinion, that you're not allowed to circumcise a child in Shabbos if the hot water spilled out, it's obvious that forbidden for a person to put himself in a situation of danger in Shabbos, even bat mitzvah, when he knows that he's going to have to mechal Shabbos for pekuch nefesh afterwards, obviously it's asim la tayra, and it overrides mitzvah mila. So Stipler explains that when someone does mila on Shabbos, since he's already obligated on Shavuos or Shabbos, so any action that he does that because of it is going to have to be Mechal Shabbos, considered like as if he's starting right now the Chil Shabbos, which is not the case over here where he's getting on the boat before Shabbos, then it's only going to be Asim Drabon. That's also the opinion of Miskarelitz, that if someone puts himself in a situation of danger on Shabbos itself, in a situation that's going to come to Malach HaPekuch Nefesh, he's being over Issa Dereis. On the other hand, the opinion of Shlomo Zalman is that in all situations only is Drabon, because Minhag Torah there's no difference between before Shabbos and Shabbos itself. And the Kibbutz Aris, he also holds that in all situations only Drabon and differentiates between someone that puts himself in the situation because of Nefesh on Shabbos, and someone puts himself in the situation because of Nefesh on the Erev Shabbos. Also, regarding doing an action or to put a person himself in the matzah, that he won't be able to fulfill a mitzvah. For example, let's say taking a sleeping pill before fulfilling the mitzvah of eating matzah or similar types of things. Pinchas Karelitz is that it's forbidden, he adds on, so too it's imposed upon the person to worry about before this man of the Kima mitzvah that he could fulfill it. And everyone has to be worried before he goes to sleep to wake up on time so he can fulfill the mitzvah, Krishma, and Tvila, etc. in the next morning. And from this halacha that's permitted to go on the boat for Tzarech Mitzvah, Shlomo Zalman learns that even if someone has a necessity of an operation, it's not pressing. And there's a concern that it might cause through that Chil Shabbos. If he can make it in the beginning of the week, he has to do that. Only if the doctor would not be able to operate on him only in days that are near Shabbos, such a situation is considered as Tzarech Mitzvah and it would be permitted. The Maschal Paisik is inclined not to be matur any tzarech mitzvah, only in a situation where it's not definite that it's going to be Chil Shabbos. Dish number two, on the words of the Mishnah Berurah, that the non-Jew is going to have to do malacha for the Jew. Now, if the sailors are Jews, the captain, the sailors, Shuvas Mechazitzchak writes that it's forbidden to go on such a boat even from the beginning of the week, because it's forbidden to have benefit from halacha that a Jew does. And whoever does this is violating the Issur of Lifnei Iver. And even if besides him, the boat's going to go with other Jews, he writes over there still, it's Usur, according to all opinions, either because of Lifnei Iver, because Messiah Dei Rav is supporting, assisting sinners. And he adds on, that even according to the Shach in Yerdei Sim Kupnan Aleph, that when a person is Ibn Avera, and he's doing it b'mezit, it is no issa misayeya. However, it's forbidden to do this because of the issa of hanah of ma'isa Shabbos, getting benefit of what the non-firm Jew is doing, and that's as written in Shuvas Early Tzion. Now, then Shuvas Zugis Moshe writes that by contemporary boats, if there's no ability by the traveler to stop the boat on Shabbos. It's allowed to travel, and even if the captains are Jewish, but he shouldn't have hanaf and lochas that the Jew is doing for him. For example, let's say if it lit lights for him or etc. And he adds on, not to be lenient regarding this, only for someone that knows by himself that he won't have benefit from this, that he'll come one day quicker. For example, someone that doesn't have any difficulty in being on the boat, then he's not having benefit from what the captains and sailors are doing on traveling on Shabbos. However, from Thursday onwards, one should not be lenient regarding this in all situations. But Yashiv rules not to rely on this heter to travel on boats that the captains are Jewish, only b'makom tzarach gadol or b'makom chayli, situation of illness. Now, regarding a malacha of a non-Jew for a Jew, regarding the a boat that works on electric, even boats that the sailors are non-Jewish, and the Jew is on it on Shabbos, and they didn't violate from Erev Shabbos the issur of going on the boat to travel. In Shuvas Yehuda Yale, he writes that since, according to the majority of the travelers, it increases the output of the electricity, it's considered as if the malach is being done even for the Yisrael, and it's going to be forbidden. Shuvas Yehuda Yale writes, on such electrical boats like in our times, that since the Jews are traveling and not doing any action, it would be permitted for them to go on the boat from the beginning of the week. Now, a non-Jewish boat that's rented out to Jews, Shuvas Yehuda Yale writes, has halacha like a boat of Jews, which is forbidden if the workers and the sailors and the captains are Jews. However, if the workers and the captains are non-Jewish, then one could permit that from the beginning of the week. Because since also the workers want to get to their destination one day earlier, they're doing it for themselves, and specifically if one's traveling to Eretz, which is a mitzvah. Addition number three, also the words of the Mishnah Berurah Hakdama that is a problem about Tchumen, so to travel with a train or an electric car of non-Jews, the trolley, Shuvas Chassam Zevi writes, it's forbidden because there's a problem about Issa Tchumen. And even for those who hold that above 10 Tvachim there's no problem about Tchumen, however, in the width of 4 Tvachim there is a problem about Tchumen, even Lamal Masar. Never it's forbidden to go on these trains, even more than 3 days before Shabbos, if he knows that it's going to be traveling on Shabbos. And that's how it's written in Kakela Shabbos. And the Chassam Sefer adds on, that it's forbidden to travel with these trains, even places that there's no Isra Tchumen, but he's not going on a Tchumen Shabbos. Still, since his body is shaking with the traveling, there's Isra Rabbanon, which actually is Isra Shvus, of resting Minat Torah, according to Ramban, brought in Sefer Yikra, which will be Allah Chabit later on Simon Tov Dalad, that you have to rest from all type of tircha and amal, which it's exerting to be on the train. So it's regarding traveling with a plane through a non-Jewish captain. Shuvas Melechus Yisrael writes that even if he's going to start traveling before Shabbos, it's forbidden to do this, whether because of the pain of the traveling, like Ramban writes, that's forbidden in the Torah, whether the problem is tchumen, and whether because of benefiting, that the Jews benefiting from the malacha of a nachri. Addition number four, another problem we said is the bitul mitzvah on Shabbos, but to travel near Yom Kippurim, the Sefer Taz HaShulchan writes that so then it would be permitted for this reason, because anyways a person is mu'una, is afflicted on Yom Kippurim. Dirush number five, which we said the first 3 days a person is in tzar because of being seasick. Now, regarding this ikar tam of tzar, Rav Nisik Yerlitz explains that it causes him that he can't eat, and if he cannot fulfill the mitzvah on Shabbos. Regarding pulling a tooth, Rav Nisik Yerlitz says that it's permitted even within 3 days of Shabbos, because there are chlal, the pain does not continue more than 1 day. However, one should not do it on Erev Shabbos because the pain would be susceptible to continue into Shabbos. Dish number six, a person that's not accustomed to travel on the boat, even if he travels in the beginning of the week, Shamazama writes, that's not logical. It should be forbidden for him to always travel on a boat. A person that could get used to traveling on the boat, if he goes on Sunday, but if he travels on Monday, it's going to cause him that he's going to be bitul anik Shabbos. But Shlom Zaman is, you don't have to be concerned for the causing of bitul anik Shabbos, but it is better to try to go earlier if that will help. Now, regarding contemporary boats, Meir Katzir writes that since they're pulled through sailors and boatmen, not through the wind. So traveling on them is no concern of chashash of betlenik Shabbos. That's been Rabbi Yashiv, that the Isser does not apply in contemporary boats because it's very easy to stay on such a boat, on a yacht, they're very well through the sailors. Just adds on that some of them, in spite of it all, it is difficult for him to travel, then it would be forbidden for him to travel on the boat only more than 3 days before Shabbos. On the other hand, Pinchas Iskarel says that this Isser applies even in traveling in boats in our times, so that we're going to traveling on planes. That's written in Shabbos Mitzvah Yitzchak regarding traveling on planes. Now, if sometimes it has the ability to travel on the plane or to go on a boat in a permitted way, but Yashar writes to travel on a plane. And even if it's not definite that you can have Mechal Shabbos going on the boat, since it means Chassidus not to utilize the het of going on the boat, because the Gemara brings a Masechtas Nida, Chassidim Rishayim were careful not to do a Meisim during the weekday that would cause a Matzah Pekuch Nefesh that you would have Mechal Shabbos for that. Dish number 7. On the words of Mishnah Berurah, that said that you're allowed to go on Erev Shabbos, even though for sure you're not going to come on Shabbos through that, if it's for a Dvar Mitzvah. Now, only if a person can come on Shabbos at least a little bit. But if you won't be able to come on Shabbos at all, Be'er Halacha writes later in Rish Memtes, it's possible that you cannot go out even for a Dvar Mitzvah. Dishon number 9, which machlik is if what's 3 days before, is it counting Shabbos or not? Is it from Tuesday or even Wednesday? So the Prima Gemara explains the machlik is that they disagree according to the reasoning of why it's forbidden to go on the boat because of Einik Shabbos. Do you need that the whole Shabbos should be with Einik? So that would include the beginning of Shabbos, so therefore Wednesday would also be Aser to go out? Or maybe it's enough that some of Shabbos should be Einik, if you're allowed to go on Wednesday, and the Mitzvah Einik Shabbos will be at the end of Shabbos, which is when you'll be finishing your 3 days. Dish number 10, explaining the chiddush of what the Mishnah Berurah is saying, that even on Yom Tov Sheni you cannot go on such a boat. Machzor Shekel writes that even though the first day is the primary, because today we are well-versed, we know when Rosh Chodesh really is, whenever we're doing Yom Tov Sheni is only because of the Minig of Aseinu, you would think to say that maybe you could be lenient and go on a boat. If we don't say that, rather say it has the same halacha like Shabbos regarding this. Shard Tzion and Sivkot and Beis that said, all the reasons that say regarding the introduction regarding Shabbos apply equally to Yom Tov. So Dish 11 brings what you see from his words is that even 3 days before Yom Tov are connected to Yom Tov. But regarding Havdalah after Yom Tov, he writes in Rish Tzadik Tes that only 3 days after Shabbos are considered connected to previous Shabbos, which is not the case by Yom Tov. And Miskarel Tzachot Shani, Chelik Al Perches, Sivkot Aleph discusses this.